the older business people. If you ever go to a prestigious show, maybe to see a famous philosopher or a group of amazing speakers, the wisest people there, in as far as they care, will only judge you in two ways. They will judge your spirit by looking at your love for and the magnificence of the person that you are with, and they will judge you by how far you have traveled with the aim to make lasting contributions to humankind. They won't care about your car or how much you paid for your outfit. They won't care about your school or salary or where you come from. They will care about your integrity, whether or not you are a complete person, and what you have done with your self-awareness in context of the whole world. Schools, including high school, college, and university, hold us back somehow. Even after school, we still move and think wrong. We move too slow because of what schools put us through. They give us the wrong impression of the world. We need to read top-selling books, and schools encourage us to appreciate books in the public domain. Sherlock Holmes and Robinson Crusoe are great when you are on a vacation, but when it comes to the future of your existence, you need books that transform your culture. Books that help you move from asking about things to actually figuring out how those things work, and telling people about them in a way that inspires them to understand the world some more. Schools do the opposite, and the same for med school, until med school starts paying you $500,000 for the fact that your hard-earned milestones will make their hospital better. It is not yet worth the mind and the time. You are the future. You are not supposed to pay for school. You should be getting paid for it, as that is an investment in the future of humankind. Paying for schools is crazy and only propagates that idiotic and predatory system. You have to be able to get up on the stage and spend 18 minutes passionately speaking about something that deeply matters to you. School is not going to teach you that. It will only hold you back from it. You have to move people, not by preparing a speech, but by speaking from your heart. That is a real test. Having moved mountains and being ready to move an audience and towards wisdom and cheerfulness and hope. Just as soon as you feel comfortable with independence, you have to begin becoming a business person, even if all you ever do is scribble company diagrams. Becoming a business person is a huge part of growing up. There is nothing to be found in being a good student. A good business person, an intellectual, will discover all their education as they grow towards their highest aims. And we must integrate knowledge. We can't just memorize disconnected facts. We need a complete and well-integrated road forward, and we need to move at the right pace and in the exact sequence that fits us best, that fits our existing knowledge. No one has that curriculum but the person that is actually doing the walking. Accept the responsibility for your own education. Take to life-changing books that move the world forward towards wisdom and unity. Let the culture of all those authors, speakers, and mountain movers merge with your culture. Inherit from their works and their thinking and their lifetimes. Do not trust schools with the knowledge that will dictate all the life ahead of you. Become a well-read intellectual and a business person and find a way to help the world grow.